Hey everyone, I'm Alex Reneman at Unleashed Tiger, and I'm here with Fred Guidi, who's running for the House of Delegates in 73rd District. Fred, thanks for coming on the program.
Alex, thank you so much for having me, and I'm grateful that you do this each election cycle, so thank you.
Thank you, absolutely. And let's get started. Can you share a little bit about your background and what motivated you to ultimately run for this House position?
Sure. I'm a 30-year resident of Tigard Valley and Taylor County, and I love it here. I choose to live here, like you could choose to live anywhere else, but choose to make this place my home. So about 3 years ago, very much engaged and involved in Jay Taylor's campaign, got to know Amy Summers very well. And through a series of conversations, she had mentioned that she was retiring at this next go round, and asked if I would be interested in her seat. So she suggested that I go to the Capitol and meet with Matt and Roger and some of the other leaders in the House there just to get a feel for what this would be about and what they thought of me. And we decided to go ahead with this. So I'm in this. I retired from my business and my company. I'm doing this full time. I will be a full time delegate. It's not something that I will do part time. I will be full time and available full time to the people of Taylor County.
Excellent. So, and during that time, if you're able to be elected, what are those primary responsibilities you see that are set up for a delegate, and how do you plan to fulfill those duties?
Well, primarily, a delegate is representative of the county or the general area that elects them and sends them to Charleston. And throughout that period of time, we draft legislation. We send it over to legislative services who will actually craft a bill. And during that time, we build a coalition between the senators and other House members and try to get that bill passed to the benefit of our people, not only the state of West Virginia, but Taylor County in general. So many people consider the House of Representatives or the House of Delegates as the lower body, with the Senate being the upper chamber. But I would like to think that the House carries its own weight. So,
yeah, awesome. So let's talk about the legislative process then. Let's talk a little bit about what are some of those legislative priorities that you might have going in if elected, and how you plan to address those within the State House.
Boy, thank you so much. And these are in no. Order of anything. This is just a group of things that I've put together that I want to work for. That and going around town and the county and talking to folks, these seem to come up the most. And one is reliable public transportation. I mean, we don't have a good reliable form of public transportation. People needing to get to doctor's appointments and stores to get groceries and things of that nature. You know, we're a little hit and miss there. And I'd like to get it to where we're just not asking friends and relatives and neighbors to take us to those appointments. I want to work on something like that. My biggest is to start raising money almost immediately. In fact, I've already spent some time with the leadership in the House, and they said if you could rub a lamp and a genie would appear, what would you have us allocate money for immediately? And I said an aquatic center. I'd like to have an all sports center, like a smaller version of either the Bridge or Milan Center in Morgantown, where we have a pool. Now that AB has closed down, our kids, our athletes, our young swimmers and such, really, they have to leave the county in order to find a place to swim and to practice. And I would like to eliminate that by putting an aquatic center here in Taylor County, and, you know, having a walking track and those kinds of things for seniors in the winter months to be able to exercise and what have you. So I'd begin raising money for that immediately. And I'm thinking you're looking at somewhere between $10 and $12 million. After that, folks are asking about daycare assistance. We have roughly 23% of the families in Taylor County are headed up by a single mother. And so we just don't just leave it there. About 18% of those families are headed up by single men. So they tell me that they have a problem with daycare, that daycare costs them roughly $1,000 a month. And for them to be able to take a full-time job somewhere is almost impossible with that demand. So what I would like to do is to work on legislation where we could somehow find a way to assist those people to get out and be able to find work and get some help with daycare. So don't know what that looks like yet. I have a couple of ideas. I'll save those for later since we're limited on time, but that's certainly something I'd like to look at. The other is about 16.2% of our population is living at the poverty line or below that. And we need to create opportunities for them. We need to, folks that are living in that area tell me, and that They want to get out. They want to get out and do something. They're either limited for some reason or another. Transportation is sometimes an issue, lack of training and that sort of thing. And I would like to provide that. I would like to increase vocational technical training for our schools. Look, I get a friend of mine in Maryland that just told me his daughter graduated from an HVAC school in Baltimore. She's making $100,000 a year right out of school. I read another article in Fortune magazine a couple of weeks ago that said, college degrees are becoming more and more irrelevant every year. So providing more vocational technical opportunities for our kids, I think that that's certainly important, as well as adults. Broadband, we pay a lot of lip service to broadband and infrastructure. Everybody that runs for public office in the state of West Virginia talks about the need for increased broadband coverage and increased infrastructure. Everybody talks about that. But I would work to get that done. Outside of my house today, CityNet, for example, is running fiber optic cable. I want to make sure that everybody in the county is able to get online and is able to use the internet to their advantage, either to maybe get an online degree or vocational work and what have you. I also have a plan to fix PEIA. I know that's a big one. I'm a businessman. I've been a businessman for 40 years. My first business was picking up garbage at Mountaineer Field. I cleaned Mountaineer Field after every home game for 13 years. So I'm not immune to hard work. And I think with this PEIA program that we could do something very similar with that as we did with workers' compensation in Brick Street. There's no reason for us to carry this ball alone. We could get some folks that are experienced in that area. And I've got a proposal that I think we could work through the legislature. It may help. Look, we give our teachers a 5% pay raise, and then we take it away by raising the cost of insurance 6%. So we need to fix that. I don't see why we don't. And of course, competitive wages. We need to pay every state employee a competitive wage. We need to keep our National Guard troops out of the prisons. We need to have guards that this is their full-time job. And we still haven't seen the final cost yet for having all of those National Guard troops working as security and as guards in our prisons. And that's something we should be looking at. I could go on, but those are the big ones. I really would love to get an aquatic center here for our kids to be able to enjoy and our seniors to have a place in the winter to exercise. So
yeah,
that's where I'd get started.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Fred, and you may have already touched on this, but can you provide some examples of how you've demonstrated leadership in the past and how those experiences may help you be a successful delegate?
Oh, that's very kind of you to ask that question. A couple of things. I mean, I had a business that had 212 employees. We were in business for 30 years, eventually sold it a couple of years ago, my partners and I. We were a growing business every year, with the exception of 2008. We hired the right people. We got out of their way. I like to hire people that are smarter than I am, and that's not hard to do, but hire people that are smarter than you, get out of their way, and let them do what they do best. Every one of us has a working genius, and the key to success is finding out what that working genius is and turn them loose, and that's how I would do that. I also serve currently as the chairman of the finance board for the Global Evangelical Methodist Church, and with that, we take the millions of dollars that people contribute to the churches globally, and we invest it and we manage it to the maximum mutual benefit of all of those people involved. And so we would continue to take that level of fiscal responsibility to the state and say, look, we're wasting money here. We need to reallocate those dollars here to where they'll do the most good. So every dollar has a certain utility. And I think as a legislator that it is our job to make sure that we get the maximum utility from each of those dollars that the people send to Charleston and entrust to us. So that's something else that we would do. I also like to build coalitions. I'm very tenacious. I would like to be able to find a project, get people behind it, get people working towards a common goal. And I've experienced leadership in being able to compile those groups of people that want to come together in that way. And I'm really good friends with our neighboring delegates and our senators. Jay Taylor and I are good buddies. We have breakfast a couple of times a week. I spend a lot of time in Charleston. I know everyone down there from the leadership on down, and I can call, I have Matt's cell phone, for example. Mac Warner and I are good friends. Mac stays at my home. I only mention that to say that I can call these folks when we run into a problem or an issue and say, hey, look, I've got a problem with this. I want to do this for the people of Taylor County. Will you help me? And so I think that I'm experienced in putting together those types of groups that will work together towards a common goal.
You know, and you may have mentioned some of this when you're mentioning your legislative priorities, but you know, when you look at our area and in this district, you can obviously point out lots of challenges, but there are opportunities. And so we'll cover both of those. Let's start with the challenges. What do you see as the most pressing challenges facing this district, and how might you work to address them?
I think the tax base, it continues to erode here. I see Lear Mine, and I serve on their board. Lear Mine is going to be here for 50 more years. In 2050, they're out of here. What we have to do, and they're currently employing 524 people here. And in fact, they have a Red Hat program down at the high school where they've just now hired 4 Red Hats. So that's a great thing. But when the railroad pulled out of here, it left this town devastated. If Lear Mine pulls out of here in 2050 and they take with them those jobs, they take that tax base, and along the way, they've purchased a number of homes that may or may not be rebuilt. So the tax dollars, the property tax dollars that are contributed to the county, those would go away. Our challenge is to maintain, based upon the history of what happened when the railroad left, we have got to find alternative industry, alternative opportunity. You and I are probably not going to be here in 2050, but it's what we leave our family that counts. And we need to work towards that. I think that we need to have more vocational opportunities. We've had a battery plant that was interested in coming here that wasn't able to come because they couldn't find the workers. We need to have trained workers that are up to date on modern technology and are able to do the job. And that's something that we have to work for. We have to provide those opportunities in schooling and training and what have you. Infrastructure is always an issue here. We really do need to fix some of these roads. I mean, I drive 50 and 119 almost every day, and it has become almost a dog patch going out through out towards Clarksburg, Bridgeport area. We really need to do something about that. So I don't know how that, I know other people smarter than I have tried, but I will continue to do that and to see if we can get I'd love to get a 4-lane for my 79 up over the mountain there, but that's wishful thinking at this part.
No, that's fair. So what about the other side? Again, we could keep going on challenges, but there's a lot of opportunity here as well. What opportunities do you see that Azalea, you might be able to leverage and take advantage for the growth in our state and certainly in this district?
Sure. Certainly. I mean, our, and I know this is cliche, but honestly, it's our people. I mean, our people here are great. We've got good, solid individuals, but it's up to us as leaders to provide the tools to make them successful. And we have to do that. And again, the whole vocational technical thing, enhanced higher learning, I think is important. What I don't want to see is people go out and get these, take huge student loans, which basically strangle them financially for the next 15 or 20 years of their life. We want them to be successful early, and I think it's up to us to do that. One of the things that we have is we're the second or third state now in terms of natural resources. We have so much in the way of natural resources here, liquid natural gas, coal, obviously. But we have other things as well. I mean, I've been told now that there are rare earth minerals that are able to be extracted from the soil. The WVU is able to come up with a method to do that. We need to explore that. Hydrogen fuels is also a big deal. We have a low cost of living here. I mean, if you tried to buy gas in Pennsylvania lately, I mean, they're 30 cents a gallon higher than us. I mean, my property taxes are much lower here in West Virginia than they are in any neighboring states for a similarly size home. So that's a big deal. If we could find a way to keep our kids in school, to keep them learning, and we have to make it attractive enough for these folks to want to engage in our education and vocational technical process, that they want to better their lives. And we need to stimulate that. And those are things that I would work on.
Yeah, so you know, you mentioned our people, and obviously, as a delegate, you're a representative of this group, of this district, a representative republic that we have here in the state as well. And so, how do you plan if you're elected to be able to make sure you're engaging and hearing the voices and proactively getting that feedback back from your constituency to make sure your decisions are in line with what you are hearing from folks here?
Thank you. Thank you for that question. I'm doing 3 and 4 events a day. I'm out in the community every single day. As I mentioned to you earlier, I've retired from my business. This is what I do. It'll be easy for you to get in touch with me, meaning anyone in Taylor County, the 16,507 people here. You can call me, you can text me, you can write me. I'll be available. And I've been out and I've been going door to door, as most people have. One of the things that I have promised our business people in this town and in the county is that I will not vote or support legislation that will adversely or positively affect their business or operation without first speaking with them about it. I know a lot of folks are attacked by lobbyists. My lobbyists are going to be the people of Taylor County. I'm going to provide leadership on a particular issue, but ultimately, if I'm going to look at legislation that would adversely affect a coffee shop downtown, I wouldn't consider it unless I spoke to those folks about it. What is it that you need? What is it that I can do for you? And that's how I will operate. So,
That's great. So we just got a couple questions left, Fred. You've been great
fire
so far.
away.
Thank you again.
Thank
So
you.
this is more of kind of a, you know, everything has an origin story, right? I know you've shared some of
Right.
your background, but can you share a memorable experience that has maybe helped shape you and your approach to public service?
That's a great question. Thank you. Yes. About 12 years ago, Ruth and Jerry Miller and myself started the backpack program here in Taylor County. It's an idea that Ruth had and Jerry and the good folks at the Fetterman United Methodist Church. I became engaged with them through my work at the Good Shepherd. And we recognized a need where a percentage of the children attending school in Taylor County were not eating over the weekend. The only meals that they might get are something that they would put a meal that they would get in school. And so what we did was, recognizing that need, we would identify these children through various means, find out how many people that they had in their family, and put a backpack, or in some cases a suitcase, of food that would guarantee each of them 2 meals a day throughout the weekend until they could get back to school on Monday, recognizing that a hungry student doesn't perform well. And so that has gone on from 35 to 40 kids when we first got started to, I think, the latest number is about 225. So I think that's a pretty good example, Alex.
Yes, that's a good one. Well, Fred, as is customary on this program, we offer the candidate the last word. What is
Thank
it
you.
you'd like to share with the voters as we conclude the interview here today?
Thank you. Alex, I'd just like to say I'm all in on this. I've been preparing myself for the last 3 years to take on this role. Again, I've retired from my business to do this. I've been in Charleston. I've met with the House and delegates and the Senate leaders and the governor. I share you and the people's values of Taylor County. I can hit the ground running. I will get up every day, and the first thought in my mind will be, what can I do today to make the people's lives of Taylor County better? I love the people here. Love is not maximum emotion. Love is maximum commitment, and I'm committed to the people here.
Great. Fred Guidi, candidate for the House Delegates in the 73rd District. Fred, thanks for coming on the program and good luck in the election.
Alec, thank you so much for doing what you do. I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you again.
Great. Thanks.